The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now it's time for our regular sustainability item, and today it's about how families can do better with a few simple decisions. We're joined by Jo Lennon, climate editor with the Sunday Times Ireland. Jo, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
So this is how families can actually do a little bit more. Tell me about the problem, first of all.
Yeah, I don't have kids myself, but this is a problem that lots of parents and families come to me with, and particularly friends who are going through this, just the cost and the amount of stuff that you need if you have a family. So just to put things into perspective, one of the biggest issues in Ireland is disposable nappies. About 75 tons of nappies are disposed of every single year. It's the third biggest type of waste item that households get rid of. And for a lot of families, that poses a massive problem because it's filling up your bin. So that's a massive one.
Then now, I presume they go to the waste to energy.
And yes, they go to incineration. Yeah. Yes. But they're massively costly. You know, they're very expensive. Then you have things like baby clothes and kids' clothes. About 183 million items of kids and baby clothes go into landfill every single year. About 80% of toys, which are plastic, go into landfill. And then in the UK, a very interesting study showed that 9 out of 10 car seats go into landfill. So all of these items are really expensive, and they're not being passed around. They're just being dumped. So it's a huge expense for families and a massive waste problem.
Okay, let's start with the yucky, the disposable nappies, which are a convenience, it has to be said, for anyone who's got small kids. But the idea of going back to terry cloth nappies.
I know. And look, it's a really controversial one, but there was a pilot scheme run by CUH in Cork, the maternity hospital, the city council and Voice Ireland. And what they said was, look, anyone who wants to try and take a cloth nappy kit, take one. We'll tell you how to use it. We'll give you everything you need with the cloth nappies. We'll give you a bag to put all the dirty nappies in until you wash them. Take it and see how you go. And then afterwards, parents did a survey and it actually was really successful. Now, people do need, you know, guidance. They need support. And I think a lot of the feedback came, you know, people were saying, if this is my first baby, I wouldn't be trying the cloth nappies. I've got enough on my plate. But people said when it was their second, their third child, they were willing to give it a go. It saved massive amounts of money. Now, it does require a lot of washing and cleaning. But for people who want to try it, there's ways to do it. The nappy market and the cloth nappy library, you can get onto them, you can rent a kit, try it and see how you go. And again, a massive money saver. It's a really, really big issue. You know, the nappies are becoming more expensive. And like I said, a full bin, what do you do? So if you're feeling brave, might be something to consider.
Now, what are stork rentals?
This is such a genius idea from anyone I've spoken to. When you're going on holiday with your family, there's so much stuff to pack if you have kids and babies, particularly the buggies and those travel buggies. You're maybe talking 60, 70 euro. They're really badly made. They're cheap. And anyone who's gone on holidays has walked through the arrivals terminal and seen those buggies left everywhere because they're broken, they're rubbish. So Stork Rentals was started with this idea of, what about if you could rent a really bougie, expensive travel buggy, but just rent it for the time that you need it and then leave it at the hotel. So you're not, at the airport that you're departing from, so you don't have to bring it home with you. Genius. So this amazing Irish company.
So you arrive in an airport, you pick up this rental buggy.
Yes.
You use it for the week, and then you come back and either that airport or even a different airport.
Yeah.
You can leave it there, and you know, I presume your credit card then is relieved of the responsibility of the deposit or whatever.
Of the expense, exactly. Yeah. And you have a really lovely buggy to use for the week. So it started as one person and now it's grown to 25 people across Europe in different destinations, which is brilliant. And I mean, then they've expanded into other things. Like there's baby equipment if you need a co-sleeper, if you need, a high chair, other holiday items, if you need floats for the pool, if you need a travel cot. So there's loads of items that you can just rent for
car
the duration.
Seats.
Car seats, of course. Rent for the duration, then drop off. Such a brilliant idea. I mean, I don't know why people don't rent those items more.
Okay, and if you think of the cost of one of those buggies that is going to break down and be useless, the cost of renting for a week, say a buggy, a nice buggy, how much?
It's about 65 for the week, which is really, really good. And you know, it's going to be reliable and very, very convenient and not trucking it all over the place. It's such a good idea. So check out Stork Rentals, anyone who's interested in that going on holidays.
Okay. Now, pre-loved items, now pre-abused items in many cases, I suppose. But if you want to pass things on to try and recycle them, what to do with clothing, with toys?
Yeah, and like this is the thing. I think every parent wants to feel like their baby or their child has the absolute best. And that is fantastic. But, you know, a lot of the time, especially baby clothes, they grow out of them so quickly. They may have only worn something once or twice and washed, and then it's just being left there. So there's a couple of amazing companies. There is the Reborn store online. And what they do is you basically book in and you can hand over all your clothes, but they're very, very selective. So they have to be in really good condition. They have to be clean. So that's a very, very selective process. And then when you go to buy items from the website, that you can really trust that they're going to be very, very good. A really good idea. There's Flopsy Shop that does clothes as well. And sorry, I should say that Reborn does all kinds of baby items. So, you know, your all your accessories and your clothing. Flopsy Shop does the clothes, as does lovelythings.ie. So again, if you want to buy or sell your baby clothes, children clothes, have a look at that. Great way to make some money if you've got bags of clothes at home that you don't want to do with. And then if you're looking for, I guess, more eco-friendly toys, Jiminy.ie is absolutely brilliant. And Treasured Toys, they look at, you know, again, what I spoke about at the start, all those plastic toys going into landfill. They have great alternatives. So biodegradables, wooden toys. So check out them. Again, just reducing that impact where you can.
Treasured Toys, that's another outlet. They're Lovely amazing. Things, another outlet.
They're great for clothes. So yeah, buying and selling pre-loved. I know it's maybe a bit of a mental block for people to get over, because as I say, you want your family to have the best, but a lot of these items are perfect and you're saving yourself so much expense and waste.
Okay, now if you just simply want to give, that you look back, you were hoarding things from your children's childhood and then you realise these are perfect, but they're taking up space in the wardrobe.
Oh, so many charities are crying out for
kids' toys. And you're not trying to make money out of them, say.
Exactly. If you're ready to donate and you think no one is going to use this and I'm happy to just pass on to somebody in need, there are fantastic charities. So Bernardo's, who have 54 locations nationwide, they're always accepting children's toys and accessories. If you want to connect with Direct Provision, Let's Match Mums is an unbelievable organisation. They basically match families who have a lot of stuff with families who need stuff and they create great relationships. That's wonderful to look at. But most of the charity shops in Ireland will take children's items. Just get in touch with them, they'll take them off your hands and they will rehome them to a good home.
Oxfam, of course. Let's help directprovision.ie.
They're
now
amazing.
A pop-up shop that people might find the solution to all their problems.
Yes.
Where's that and when?
This is brilliant. So if you're interested in anything that I've spoken about, most of the companies that I've mentioned will be at an amazing pop-up shop this weekend. It's called the ReLove pop-up shop. It's going to be in the Glen Royal Hotel in Maynooth. If you go on to Eventbrite, you can search for tickets. And really, I would say to anyone who's maybe dipping their toe in, go chat to the people who own these companies. They're all mums. They all have families. See if you want to maybe get into the renting thing, the buying pre-love thing. It's a great way to dip your toe in and also meet people who are like-minded. So I check that out.
And finally, a new app, Playdays, PlayDayz.
Yes.
Playdays.
Yeah.
What does that do?
It's really cool. A lady got in touch with me to say that she's just launched this, and it's basically an app where you can connect with other mums and families who want to arrange play dates, hang out together. And again, you might meet one of those mums and decide to swap things or rent things to each other or borrow. So check out Playdays. That's just launched as well.
Very good. Joe Lenhan, climate editor with the Sunday Times Ireland. Thank you very much. We'll have news next.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.